All right, so if you haven't seen the 1989 Roadhouse with Patrick Swayze, well, then what the hell's wrong with you? Because it's been out since 1989, and I mean, it's Patrick Swayze. You either love or you hate this man. That's about all there is to it. All right, everybody, y'all ready? Let's start the show.
Here, Tom Thompson, Adventure Begins. An exciting spectacle brought to you by NOW and Technicolor Podcast.
Welcome to the heat. Swim another free. In a Technicolor, you and me. Caught up in a flea. In a Technicolor, beam to the heat.
All right, and this is Jay Lost the Day, or John, and this is Now in Technicolor, and I am joined by another special guest, a good friend of mine, Chris Braden of More Gooder Than. What's up, Chris?
Hey, you know what it is? You be nice, and good things happen to you. Just be nice.
Yeah.
Just be nice. What's up, John? I'm always glad to hang out with you, buddy. You're just one of the best that's ever been in the biz, and that's no joke.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate that. I try to be a good guy till people piss me off, and then I'm not such a good guy. But that's a whole another subject that people don't like me about at work.
Have you ever ripped a man's throat out? You know, in a brawl. I mean, that's really where you got to draw the line.
I have not. I have not ripped a man's throat out in a brawl. Broken a couple jaws, but never ripped a throat out. It seems like that would be a feat of strength.
Feats of strength. You asked, and you're like, well, what movie do you want to do? And you gave me like a list. And when you had Roadhouse still on that list, I could not wait to do this movie.
Can I buy you guys a drink? Guess not.
Patrick Swayze is
Dalton.
I thought you'd be bigger.
Opinions vary.
When he's around, anything can happen.
How's a guy like you end up a bouncer?
Just lucky, I guess.
And usually does.
If somebody gets in your face, I want you to be nice.
Don't be rude.
Ask him to walk, but be nice.
Help this gentleman to the door.
Until it's time to not be nice.
So says the fighting philosopher.
He may be hard to handle.
I keep talking, you're going to go off thinking I'm a nice guy.
I know you're not a nice guy.
But he's easy to like.
What's the matter, Dalton? Don't you like women?
Worst I ever had was wonderful.
He's not what you'd expect.
I thought you'd be bigger.
But there's one thing you can count on. He's the best friend a good time ever had.
Aren't you guys tired?
Doc, I'll get all the sleep I need when I'm dead.
This is my town. I'm not afraid of him.
Guess you'll be having that fire sale now, all right?
You got your hands full, kid.
I just think I'm looking at a dead man.
Patrick Swayze.
For that line of work, I thought you'd be bigger.
Gee, I've never heard that before.
Roadhouse.
I love this movie, dude, and it is so horrible. And it is just, there's so much wrong with it. But that just doesn't matter because the as a whole, like it just is better than the sum of its parts. So it's just so good, man. My wife didn't see this movie until last year. And I told her like, okay, babe, it's a movie about a bouncer at a redneck bar. But it's like, see, hear me out. it's really good and you're going to like it. She's like, okay, let's watch it. And then by the end of the movie, she's cheering for everybody in the movie. And I said, and she's like, you're right. This movie's so good. And so,
it's one of those movies that's like horribly good.
Oh yeah. I mean, it's so bad.
It's like horrible, but yet you love it.
Like, and yeah, there's just so many parts. It's like, if I was to describe a scene to a real human, like, okay. So he goes and he gets a crappy car that like he's going to let people like wreck it. And like, he's just not going to care about it. He's just going to kind of walk around and be cool about it. Like, well, that sounds stupid. Like, no, hear me out. I swear it's cool.
Honestly. All right, you just got to be like, man, look, he gets this crappy car. He's going to let people beat it to shit because he knows people are going to be mad at it. So he saves his real car. But here's the thing. He can afford it because this motherfucker makes like 10 G's a month.
He's pulling in so much money.
You figured out what it was. If you listen to what it was, he said, all right, man, so you're covering travel expenses. It's like, what was it, like $5,000 up front and then like $500 a night.
Oh, gosh.
So if he works like hell, just five nights, it's like 10 grand a month.
I mean,
that's a lot of money.
I mean, I hope everyone's seen this movie. If you're tuning in to listen to this, you had to have seen this movie. Like, no one's like, I think I'm going to go check out this Roadhouse movie that people are talking about.
What is this Roadhouse movie? It sure seems to be popular with the kids.
That's so funny, dude. Yeah. It's just like, it's just this stupid, because it posits a world where like, there's like this underground bouncer or cooler, whatever you want to call him. But like this underground, like,
he calls
him
he's a cooler,
but like this like bouncer fraternity where like they all talk about each other. And they have like secret handshakes and like they train each other. When really all it is, it's just like, it's a bouncer. There's no like bouncers union, you know, or legendary bouncers. It's just so funny. And I love it.
No, there's no union, but I know a couple of bouncers.
No, I've been a bouncer.
They're kind of that. That's the funny part. Like, yo,
a bouncer's funny. You just kind of stand there. You just kind of stand there and you look intimidating and I remember I use my Roadhouse thing. You just be nice. So like, they're drunk, they're stupid, and you just kindly escort them out of the room. That's all you do. So it's,
I mean, it makes sense. Makes sense.
Like, you don't, but
I mean, honestly, I mean, most drunk people have no clue what they're doing anyway. So you might as well not take it to heart.
I mean, the best line in it is, what if someone calls your mom a cocksucker? And it's like, well, is she? You know?
Yeah, I fucking love that line.
It's the best line. Well, yeah. You've seen this movie a million times, obviously. My favorite thing about this movie actually has almost nothing to do with the movie. It actually is about Bill Murray. Do you know this story?
I do not.
So Bill Murray is best friends. It's a great story. Bill Murray is best friends with Kelly Lynch's husband, who plays the doc. So anytime that he sees Roadhouse on TV, does not matter what time of day it is, when Patrick Swayze, when Dalton starts raw dogging the doc, and like, we're talking like no condom. This guy just like, he's wearing no underwear underneath his high-waisted pleated pants. And he just like, he's not wearing chones. And so
he is plowing away at the dock. Like,
and so anyway, when that happens, Bill Murray calls Kelly Lynch's husband and tells him that he's watching Patrick Swayze bang his wife. And he does it every single time. Could you imagine that? You're getting a call at 2 a.m. And Bill Murray's calling you. Hey, man, just calling to tell you.
Patrick Swayze's
raw dogging your wife right now. Isn't that the best? And that's true story. That's what Bill Murray does. And so it's the.
That's hilarious.
You're
going
to think about that later and be like, that's the best story about Roadhouse.
Oh, I'm going to.
That has nothing to do with Roadhouse.
That has got to be the greatest thing about Roadhouse ever since
Roadhouse. Right.
Just because, that's fucking great. I want to point out, though, when he lifts her onto the wall, unless his cock is like 12 inches long, he's not hitting anything.
No, that's the...
His waist is so far down from hers. Yeah,
and that's one of those things, those movie moves, that you're a married dude, so you know, you got to try and keep it spicy in the bedroom and everything. That move is, it, like, you've got to be, one, hung like a horse for that to work. And you also have to be stronger than Patrick Swayze. Because that is one of the hardest moves imaginable to do. And then, like, to be having a good time while that's happening, too. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Someone out there is going to be like, well, I've done it. And I'm like, well, you know what, sir? Kudos to you, man. Kudos to you for having a 20-inch penis.
I was going
to
say, I've done this move.
Oh, yeah?
I've done this move, but... Not nearly as high. Oh, really? Up.
Okay.
It's like,
okay.
You know, drop it down. Drop it down some, and the wall helps a shitload.
So you made some adjustments to it. No, like, yeah, because you're right. She is way up there. And, yeah, that's hilarious.
But no, never mind. But you got to check his gyrating hips as he's doing it, though, because he's, like, swirling his hips around. Like, he's fucking doing something. I'm like, well, you're getting in a peek of what sexual Patrick Swayze's actual sex life is.
Oh, man. Rest in peace, man. He is genuinely a terrible actor. But gosh dang it, do I love him in movies. Like, I love him in movies because he doesn't need to do...
He has the same face in every movie. Just,
and so, like, he plays... He's mysterious and, like, he's quiet. And, like, that's kind of all you need. You know what I mean? Like, this episode is dedicated in memory.
I'm gonna be honest with you, I can't think of Patrick Swayze.
I'm saying dedicated in memory of Nick.
Oh, of Nick.
Film guy Nick. Rest in peace, buddy.
There you go.
He's gonna die from Swayze overload. So.
Oh, I mean, he did have to wear that Swayze mask.
Man, you know who?
That was super cool in this movie. That was so fun.
Is Elliot, man. That guy,
Sam Elliott.
He's so cool with his scrunchie. When he puts his hair in a scrunchie and he totally pulls it off, calls people amigo and mijo and like.
Hey, man, Sam Elliott is a man's man.
Oh, he's
man.
The best.
It doesn't matter who he's talking to. They respect him. They're like, you see that mustache? Have you seen that man's mustache?
So great.
Oh. I don't give a damn. Like, literally anything you ever see Sam Elliott in, he is always some rough and tumble type cowboy.
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Absolutely.
Even in the latest thing where he's in this show called The Ranch, he is still, he plays an old rancher who literally is just as cut and dry about shit as you could possibly be and insults everyone. It's pretty funny.
It's that Netflix show, right? With the 70s shows guys, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Last thing I saw him in that was like new, because like I've seen him in, obviously I just watched him in Roadhouse, but he plays the anti-Ron in Parks and Recreation.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Do you ever watch that?
I've never seen it, but I know I've heard somebody mention that before.
Yeah. So he played, I mean, someone out there's gonna be like, yeah, I know. So there's Ron Swanson, which he's the owner of all the memes in the world, besides Nick Cage. So
yeah, I know who Ron Swanson is because of that.
Then there's a character later on in the show where he's like the anti-Ron, and it's really funny because like he's really into nature. He likes building his own things, but like he's a vegan and like he like only drinks yerba mate tea.
All of this sounds exactly the opposite of Sam Elliott.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what makes it so funny.
It all sounds the exact opposite.
And that's
opposite.
What makes it so funny.
It's so
because,
funny.
Because, like, it's him playing against his normal rough and tumble character or whatever. So it's just so good, man. So I do love him. I've loved him.
It's basically him playing the thing that all he does is talk about.
Yeah. His...
He hates hippies and, like, most things. And he's like, I'm going to be a hippie.
And that's what makes it so funny. I've loved him since Tombstone. That was the first time I ever saw Sam Elliott was in Tombstone. And he was just amazing in that movie. And, I mean, of course, it's The Stranger, you know, and just base anything. Even when he does the commercials, I think it's, is it for Chevy or is it for Ford? Even those are good because he's in it. Maybe it's Dodge. I think it's Dodge is what it is. Someone out there is going to be like, nah, man, it's might be Dodge. Come on, Chris. Get your head out of Sam Elliott's mustache for a minute.
That's right. Mustache rides are abundant.
What are there towns like this that are run by like one guy? Do these towns actually exist? Run by Wesley?
I don't. No, I'm starting to think this is like a fucking like movie trope.
Or like there's the guy. Just,
there's always this one dude that runs the town.
Like
there's the guy.
The guy.
I don't know. Maybe back in the 1800s though.
That's what it. Okay, you know what? That is what this feels like.
You know, back
it's like it's a Western. Honestly, that's kind of what this like the lone.
Yeah, kind of.
You know, the nameless stranger comes into town and like fights the rancher that owns all the land and saves the pretty lady. From the, yeah, when you put it like that, it is a 1980s Western in that sense. We just got deep.
Yeah.
We just got deep, John. We just got deep.
We did. We got deep. Took a deep.
It's great.
Like the ocean. We're deep.
Like Dalton, where he studies, he's a philosophy major.
He's a philosophy major.
Oh, man.
Yo, man, pain don't hurt. Oh, dude, that's one of my favorite lines in the entire movie. It's pain so don't bad. Hurt. It literally it makes me laugh so hard.
Every time he says it, I'm so happy when he says it, but also at the same time, it's like, what the hell are you talking about? That is so pain hurts a lot. Like that's what it's so dumb, man. But it's so good.
It's not even the principle behind it. It's the way he says it. It's just the way he. It's like somebody fell asleep at the keyboard there.
Oh my gosh.
Oh man, don't you care about the pain? Pain don't hurt. Oh my
gosh, it's so good.
It's not like pain doesn't hurt or anything like that. Just
and if you're not in a good mood when you're watching it the first time, like you hate this movie, but like if you're in a good mood and ready to have like a good time with a lot of stupid lines that do come together to make something beautiful, then you're just going to have a good time. The other thing about this movie is
you can't forget about Terry Funk.
Oh, good. No. Oh man.
Cause he's in this movie.
He plays,
it's back in that period where a lot of wrestlers were like in movies, you know, other than John Cena.
Right. Oh, he plays Morgan, right? He's the one that plays Morgan, the big curly haired guy. Right. Okay.
Yeah. He plays Morgan, the big curly haired dude at the beginning that tries to get him later.
Yeah. The one that throws me for a loop.
I thought that I always think that's hilarious when I see
the one that throws me for a loop is what's Kevin that? Tye, the Tillman, the one that owns the bar, that actually owns the Deuce. So
he
always plays a villain in because he has the world's most punchable face. Like so, the fact that he's not the bad guy in this movie, that actually threw me for a loop because like. I was fully expecting him when I saw this movie for the first time, like for him to secretly be the bad guy. Like I was waiting for him to, but like he wasn't, he was the good guy the entire time. He just wanted to upgrade the Deuce. That's all he wanted to do. And so
he just wanted to have a nice living. He just wanted to have a nice bar with respectable folk in it.
Have a good time, you know, dance on the tables, you know, and do cocaine
Make some money.
Do cocaine in the back and have sex with the waitresses. You know, he just wants to have a good time. So.
Yeah. He wants to have a great time. But he can't be doing that if you got motherfucking waitresses selling all the coke to the patrons.
So funny.
It just don't work. Oh,
man. You get to see, there's so much like gratuitous 80s nudity too in this. Like that was something that you don't get anymore. Where just all of a sudden, like you'll see some dude's buttocks just like out there. In a major motion picture, he's just walking around with his
glorious
buttocks are just up for show, and then you also have all the 80s boobies too, which is they're just so specifically 80s boobies that it's hilarious. Like they're time period boobies.
What's the shape of the bras?
Yeah, that's what it is.
It's the shape of the bras. It's just like, it's boobies through the years. The boobies through the years have always been shaped by whatever fucking shape of the bra they've worn.
Right.
Like all those really pointed, like back in the day, but when they wore all those like really pointed type bras, have you ever seen like one of those ladies nude, like their boobs are really kind of pointed?
My wife calls them torpedo boobies is what she calls them. So she calls them torpedoes. It's like, oh yeah, you get the torpedo bra, so you get the torpedo boobies. That's what you get. So it is, but like,
yeah,
even,
it makes sense. It's what you get.
What's the name? Denise, even her, like, her sexy underwear looks like mom, like chonies and like a mom bra. Like they're not like, you know what I'm saying? Like now I feel super awkward saying that, but you know what I mean? Like it'd be the stuff you buy at Walmart, you know, when it's,
yeah, no, I know what you mean. Time for your comfy, I know what you mean.
When you're comfy, because like also that, all that underwear. Like,
was this laundry day? Was this laundry day?
Exactly. It's like it's laundry. But of course, this flies in the face of Dalton. Dalton doesn't wear underwear. No, he's letting it swing.
No,
he doesn't. Never know when you have to.
He's too sexy for
you
that.
You never know when you have to like instantly drop your pants to have sex with Kelly Lynch against the wall so that Bill Murray can call her husband. So,
right? He passed up all that other sweet tang so that way he could get to Denise. Just because he wanted to have that Bill Murray have the option to call him and say, hey. Patrick Swayze is raw dogging your wife.
But like Brad
that's
Wesley,
good. That's
just
so
is
good.
The worst. Like, how does he get a, it just doesn't understand. Like that just,
okay.
Like it wouldn't work in today with cell phones and being able to upload things. Like all that stuff is just basically like him hoping that it's all his word against other people's word, you know, or whatever. So it's just,
well, I mean, but that's the 80s for you, man. Landlines and shit. Guy can just do what he wants because he's rich. You know, basically things like that. Nobody can prove him wrong because there's no way to get the evidence.
Yeah, I know.
We don't have no cell phones like that. You got cell phones now. That's why everybody doing extortion nowadays is doing it digitally.
Digital extortion. That's actually the name of my band, too. Digital extortion.
That's right. They digitally extortion.
But I mean,
that's a sweet band name.
It is a sweet band name. I love, it's just like how, like he's legendary. Dalton is like legendary, you know, and like he shows up at the bar and Cody is all like, oh, that guy, that's the guy that's going to mess up your life. Or, you know, what I forget the exact line, but he's just like always talking about him like he's Superman. You know, it's the.
Well, he's like, that's Dalton, man. They got killed a guy. He tore his throat out with his bare hands. You're full of shit.
Oh man.
But Wade are apparently two legendary bouncers amongst all bouncers.
Yeah, right. It's just
because even when they see Wade, they're just like, oh my God, it's Wade. Huh. Heart attack.
Do they have like pictures of them hung? Is there like a magazine that circulates? You know what I mean? Like, is there like a
well, apparently their name precedes them.
But like, I would know.
I don't know.
You'd have to, like, they walk in and they know.
It's kind of like when pirates.
Yeah. they have their wanted posters up and that's what they go by. Oh my gosh. It's so good, man. They just like, it's just, yeah. And it's just always this. Like that everyone knows who these legendary people are by sight when like there's no way they'd have to have seen a picture like in a magazine. I don't like Bar Weekly.
They didn't know. No. Here's the thing. They didn't know them. They didn't know what they look like. They just knew them by name.
Yeah, I don't know. Dalton.
And you remember when they find out that's Dalton, they all freaked out and was like, oh my God, that's Dalton.
Someone knew it. The waitress. Because
they didn't know who he was when he first walked in there.
No, not when he like first walked
in. She knew who he was after he gave her a name.
Oh, that's right.
He gave her his name. Right. And then she was like, oh, that's right. This is Dalton. I've heard of you.
That's right.
And then she told everybody else and they were like, oh, it's Dalton.
Man, you're right. No, you're right. I mean, it's so sad when Wade goes out the way he goes. It's such a bummer. Because like, it's just, how did they get him?
Oh, that's terrible. That's terrible.
How'd they get him?
All right. I want to know. He was fine when... All right, so he was fine when Patrick Swayze's character last saw him. And then the next time he sees him, he's beat the hell up, stumbling into that bar. And then he's fine. He's still just recovering. And then apparently while he was in that bar by himself, they came in and just got him. But how did they know he was right there?
I know. Yeah. It's one of the.
Did they just automatically assume? Did he say?
It's one of the.
Was he like?
Flaws
I send
has.
Two of each of you to four corners of the earth.
And there's no way it was the.
One of you shall ride north, one shall ride south.
And there's no way it was fat guy in suspenders either. You know what I mean? Like, he's not sneaking up on anybody. You know, there's no way. So.
No. Come on, dude, he got fucking hit by a polar bear.
I know, right? Oh, it's so good, man.
He got a polar bear on top of him.
Oh.
Oh, the big boy wasn't doing none of that. Unless you were within big boy's reach, he was nothing. He had nothing. As long as you knocked him over, you could probably do well. But other than that, if he got a hold of somebody, he'd probably tear somebody up.
The other one is the lawyerish looking guy. The one that when they're saying, oh, Mr. Wesley provides the whiskey license for the hard liquor license. That guy is. Like this, like tall, balding lawyer, and he also fights. Everybody fights for Wesley in the end. It's just besides,
They do.
Besides the, besides Jimmy and Morgan, like those are the only two that like really look tough. All the rest of them just look like just regular dudes. You know what I mean? Like it's just, oh, hey, you random.
I like the scene right after they're supposed to have beaten him up. And then the four of them show up to Wesley, and he's like, one of you is going to apologize to me. And the bigger dude goes, I'm sorry. And then the tall dude says, I'm sorry. And they just beat the shit out of that tall dude. He's like, I don't believe you. Pop, 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 pop.
Yeah.
And when he says get rid of him, the first time I ever watched it, all right, I'm like watching this, and he says, all right, now get rid of that coward. I'm like, okay, they're going to kill him. And then, like, 15 minutes later, you see this motherfucker walking with some sunglasses on. I'm like, what kind of getting rid of is this?
Oh, man. That's not getting rid of. You know, maybe Wesley just had a change of heart.
That's like, oh, man. Maybe he did. I don't know.
What are the companies that Wesley brings in? He brings in, like, really lame ones, like JCPenney and Sears and, like, Kmart, right?
Yeah, I was going to say, one of them's JCPenney and... Yeah.
Like who?
One of them's like a fucking Dunkin' Donuts or something.
He's like,
shit.
Who brought JCPenney in here? I did that. Me, Brad Wesley.
He's like, we already broke ground on it. We already broke ground on the JCPenney. It'll be here in three months.
It's so funny, too, because it's like, JC, right, cool, man.
He's like, who does more for this town than I do? Boo, boo.
Jace.
It's all Wesley.
It's all JCPenney for everybody here. All that sweet JCPenney money.
I mean, have you seen these people? They'd love a JCPenney.
They would love a JCPenney.
And it's 1989. They would love a JCPenney.
You know, I actually shopped at JCPenney in November. I had to buy they have a nice big and tall section. So, you know what? I'm crapping on JCPenney, but thanks, JCPenney, for having a big and tall section.
I don't think I've been in a JCPenney in 10 years.
You have one in your town?
We do. We have JCPenney's. It's just I don't think I've been in it in like 10 years. Last time I went in it, my wife bought something, and then we've never been back.
I mean, I remember going to JC.
I don't know why.
I remember going there,
but I don't care
all the time when I was a little kid. So, which would have been in the '80s. So it would have been like it. And it was at the mall. So I remember going.
Yeah, I was gonna say early nineties through the '90s. I went to JCPenney's a lot myself,
and I remember we used to hide. In the middle of the, all the clothes are in a circle.
Yeah.
And so me and my brothers
in the middle of the clothes rack
play hide and seek in the middle of the clothes rack, and my mom would be so mad at us, because she couldn't find us either.
Yeah. And we just would. I was like instantly, like she'd be like, "Hey, what the hell are you doing in them clothes? Get the hell out of the middle of them clothes before you mess him up. You know, scared me to death."
And then I remember that we would close our eyes because we'd get really shy when we'd go through the bra section. Because, like, he would feel like he were... Because this is pre... You know, there was no such thing as the internet. So, like, that was basically pornography at that point, was walking through the bra section. And so I remember, like, closing my eyes because I'd get, like, super shy around these bras. And then JCPenney did have... It had escalators. So, like, we thought escalators were cool. So we'd go... That's how we would keep ourselves busy, was going up and down the escalators. There's no way the managers like this.
God. I remember being a kid and thinking escalators were the shit. It was like stairs that moved themselves. Oh, the shit.
And then for fun, we would rip guys throats out for fighting us in bars.
That's right.
That too. A lot in the 80s. 80s were weird indeed. Place.
That was a lot of fun. Lots of Hell's Angels, cocaine, Danger Zones.
Oh my gosh. The final fight that it goes down between him and Brad Wesley is hilarious because he takes out so many people easily. And then he has a hard time with the smarmiest little 5'2" dude. You know, he should not have a heart.
With like the oldest guy. With the oldest guy.
Like he's supposed to be the big bad. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I mean, for sure, you kill Brad Wesley.
It would have made more sense if old boy was bigger.
Yes, absolutely.
If Wesley was like bigger and he had a harder time, it would have made more sense. No, but
he's tiny.
He's smaller than he is. Yeah. He's tiny and he's like having trouble with him. It's like, you're not fighting like Ip Man. You're fighting this little weaselly ass white dude who like
right.
probably hasn't actually been in a fist fight his entire life.
Yeah, it's so funny.
Did you see those punches he was delivering to old boy earlier? They were terrible. I'm surprised he didn't break his fucking wrist.
It's just so, because like they have to make him hard to beat because, he's the big bad. You know, he's the big bad guy. So we gotta make sure it's hard. But there's no reason that it should be hard at all. Like, he's just walk in, blow him away, and or rip his throat out too. But no one notices because they weren't there to see it. You know, there's no witnesses to see him die.
Well, apparently Patrick Swayze is like a fucking Taekwondo master in this film, and he can just beat up every. Although it's like, the running joke through the whole thing. I thought you'd be bigger,
right?
And I'm like, really? What? How did this become funny at any point during this? But this motherfucker is like a Taekwondo master. He kicks. Okay. In this fight against this little swarmy dude, he literally uses the same kick twice to disarm him with a gun. Same kick. Twice.
That's...
He does it once at the beginning of the fight, and then halfway through the fight, when dude grabs another gun, he uses the same, like, side-swiping kick to fucking deflect the gun again. I died laughing. I was like, really?
There's no way...
Really?
I've been in...
You're gonna fall for the same kick twice?
Outside of an MMA ring... I've never seen kicks happen in a fight. There's so many people, because like in movies, they love to show people kicking. But like in a real fight, like you don't have enough time to do like a well-delivered roundhouse kick.
I have seen somebody use a roundhouse kick in a fight and win, and I've seen people try to do it and get the shit kicked out of them, so... Yeah,
I guess that's what it is.
That's kind of funny.
If you're, yeah.
And then like most of the time, real kicks in actual street fights just end up being like fucking, I've knocked you on the ground. Now I'm kicking you in the side or I run up and just punt, you know, like football punt your face.
Yeah, those are the different type of kicks. I have seen those. You are. But like I've seen people try and do like a real kick and they just get their foot grabbed and then they get tossed. Because they've lost their foot, so 9/11.
Well, most of the time, the people you see actually doing that in a fight, especially as their first thing that they do,
right.
are people that can't really fight, and obviously think that watching Bruce Lee movies for the last 5 years has given them amazing martial arts powers.
You know what you gotta do is apparently you just
shouldn't. That's terrible.
You shouldn't wear underwear. That's the key. You got to wear underwear with like really deep.
That's the key. You got to wear no underwear with super tight, like 1980s jeans.
Yeah. And no, or like.
You got to make sure one nut's on each side so you get that maximum stretch.
Or like pleated dress pants, you know, that like go like above your belly button. That's the key to being a good kicker.
Yes.
And no. Never have protected
that
sex.
That and those Chuck Norris specialty jeans.
Right, Chuck Norris. And have unprotected sex.
Never have protected sex.
Always have unprotected sex. And then that turns you in to a Taekwondo master. Because pain don't hurt, man. Pain don't hurt.
It don't hurt at all.
Hurt at all. What are some other like
cold ain't cold, hot ain't hot, pain no hurt.
Up isn't up, up is down. Everything that we know is wrong. It's all wrong because that's pain right. No hurt. What's some other like?
We're not philosophy majors.
What's some other just like ridiculous lines that they have? The JCPenney one always cracks me up. Just like, and then
that's good. I think I'm looking at a dead man. You know, oh, it seems like everywhere I go, they're telling the same joke. And I'm like, none of this was a joke.
None of this is funny. Yeah. What's another one? Like, oh, yeah. When
apparently she thinks she's laughing.
Morgan, he goes, you know, I heard you had balls big enough to come in a dump truck, but you don't look like much to me. What does that even mean?
That's a good one. Apparently he thought he was a giant, and then he was like, now you look like a troll, because I mean, he is bigger than him, but I don't know. I guess he thought he was a weakling, I guess, until he got his ass beat.
Is that one, or the one guy says like, I want to have a good
what time. About Wesley like the second time you meet him and he's driving down the fucking road, just swerving on both sides of the road.
How big of a douche you have to be. For some reason, like all the terrible things that he does, for some reason, him like doing that weaving thing in the car is actually like the worst thing he does, because it's just so, so stupid. Like it goes to show like, oh, I can do whatever I want.
Oh, yeah.
But like, that's just like, why even flex that amount of power? Like, you're going to die just as much if you crash into somebody. You know, like that's. Like, you're not invincible. You understand that, like.
Oh, yeah. It's like he just doesn't care. It's like in his mind, they're just going to move. It doesn't matter. They're just going to move. They're not going to hit him. Even if he's headed directly for them, he thinks, I guess, like God's going to come out and swipe it to the side. I don't know. But I kind of was like thinking as that was happening, I was like, so they're about to hit each other. And then all of a sudden, apparently, you know, Dalton swings himself over to the side and comes back. But I was like, dude, this guy needs to be hit. He's a jackass. Oh, and he's ruining a good song to me.
Oh, man. And then there's also like that whole thing where like you see people do like jazzercising in their rooms. When Denise is in the room jazzercising. That was so 80s.
Oh, yeah. With the black eye.
Oh, that's so sad. That's terrible. It was terrible. But she does the, when they're doing like the calisthenics, the jazzercising, that was so 80s. But do you remember Mickey, it was the Mickey Mouse-cercise. Do you remember that back in the 80s?
Oh, yeah. I remember the Mickey Mouse-cercise thing.
And I would do it as a little kid. And I would put a sweatband on and I would do Mickey Mouse-cercise. And it'd be for like 20 minutes a day. And my
that's fucking great.
Yeah, man. It was the best.
That's the fact you put on a sweatband is fucking amazing.
I had a sweat, and I was in like,
oh, you gotta love the 80s.
I was in my pajamas and I had a sweatband to do Mickey Mouse-cercising. But my favorite part was Cool Down. Cool Down was the best part. It was the part where you weren't actually exercising. You were trying to not. I know. I feel like such a dork right now. I don't usually feel embarrassed, but for some reason that embarrasses me that I wore my head.
I'm fucking dying, man. This is great.
Picture me.
No, it's awesome. Like, I'm sitting here. I'm actually jealous I didn't have a headband.
I know, man. You need a headband.
I'm like sitting here thinking, man, I wish I had a headband. I can't remember. I thought I saw it. Like, they restarted doing that Mickey Mouse-cercise thing at one point using, like, the animated Mickey characters.
That's a good idea.
And I can't remember. I think they did that, and I'm like, okay, well, that's cute. And then there's another thing on, there's a thing on Sprout.
Oh, okay.
Where, one of the ladies, I think, that does one of those shows actually does that same thing. Like, she comes on with a bunch of kids, and, they do, like, some exercise thing before bed and shit. I'm like, that's kind of cool.
No, it's good. I know my girls would totally, like, I wish I could find a VHS, because I still have my VCR. So, like, I like to go to thrift stores just to kind of check stuff out, and I'll go, and they'll have, they still sell their VHSs. And like, I'll score, like, what did I score? I scored the entire Pee Wee Herman series in a box set for $1. So every Pee Wee Herman ever in this giant.
Okay, that's great.
Yeah, so like, I felt super cool about that. And then what did I score? I scored a Denver the Last Dinosaur. Remember Denver the Last Dinosaur? Denver the Last Dinosaur.
No.
He's our friend and a whole lot.
I have to say it to remember that.
Oh man, you're going to, if you don't remember it from me singing it right there. Like that show was all about
the, yeah, I probably don't.
And then Gem, old school Gem and the Holograms. I found that. But if I could find a Mickey Mouse size, that would,
oh, okay, yeah.
That would, I'd feel pretty good about that. I wonder if they had them on VHS. But like, it's not about like buying them, it's like the thrill of the hunt, you know, to like find that.
Oh yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
that's like most things. It's not necessarily the item so much as the thrill of looking for the item. Yeah,
like you're like, oh, this is it, the holy grail. Now it's Mouse size. But one of my favorite lines too is Red Webster, the guy who owns the auto parts store. He's like, I got married to an ugly woman. Don't ever do that. Just takes the energy right out of you. She left me, though. Found somebody even uglier than she was. That's life. Who could explain it?
Fucking great. Oh. Yeah, my ugly life left me. Well, why'd you stay? Well, I grew accustomed to the shop.
Whatever.
I'm just like, yeah. That's a hell of a life theory there, bud. Don't marry ugly women.
How everything is.
And like, just stay in this place because you have no reason not to.
At the same time. You know what I mean? Just kind of like. But also, if there was Brad Wesley going around there, like burning my stuff to the ground. You know, I don't know if I could. I don't know. I wouldn't stay. There's also that scene at the very end, like the credits, where they're like slow motion skinny dipping with each other. And like, they're in a dirty, filthy pond. Yeah. And like, I don't know, man. Like that, there's no way, because like they're definitely gonna have sex while in that dirty, filthy pond, and that just totally skeezes me. Like you're getting pond water in your orifices.
Yep, man. I understand. That's it's one thing, I guess, skinny dipping in it, which is not the greatest of ideas. But I guess even like a bathing suit, like, you know, you're still getting the water on you, but you're not getting as much shit. Trying to claw in you, but trying to have sex in that water seems like a bad idea. I don't know, but it's the 80s, you know.
They don't know what AIDS is yet. Yeah, they don't know what AIDS is yet. So they don't know what it is.
It's all right. You know, we'll just throw some penicillin on it.
But like, she's a doctor. It's not like
that was the popular theory at the time.
So she is a highly educated human being, and like she should know, wear a condom with this drifter that lives in a barn, you know. I mean, wouldn't you?
Apparently, she's in love. She's in love after one singular night of hanging out, just one night. And well, actually, she was smitten. She was smitten after he was like, pain don't hurt. She was smitten, and then after that night, she was like, all right, my panties is soaking wet and ready to come off.
I don't even wear panties,
and
I've. Dalton.
It's just history from there. He's like, I'm Dalton. Never mind this here rash I've got because these pants keep grinding against my damn like, Johnson.
I just don't know, man. Like going around in like pleated pants without it just.
It seems like that would be really scratchy.
So I'm not. I don't do Tai Chi in Maybe. The morning.
That's what it is. The Tai Chi.
After a while, right? Because like they're wool, probably.
That's what they kind of look like, woolish pants. So it seems like they'd be real scratchy. And, you know, you do a lot of moving. And that thing just, I mean, it just doesn't seem like a good idea. It's not like he's wearing a pair of, like, sweatpants.
Right. If he was just wearing, like, or, like, MC Hammer pants, you know, the parachute pants.
Yeah, exactly.
Those, I can
exactly.
See. Letting his Dalton fly in there, that makes a lot more sense. Like there's a zipper.
It does. Well, you know, like Tommy Davis said in that one video about MC Hammer, everywhere you see me, be rapping where I go, even when I'm rapping out the zipper hole. I don't know if you remember that from a Living Color.
Yeah, I never watched in Living Color, and that's so funny. My wrestling coach in high school had it on like DVD, and he would show his class that if they were good.
Huh.
If they were good, he would show them in living color. And I don't know. Like, it just, I don't know. Just, yeah. I saw Roadhouse before I saw my first episode of In Living Color.
Well, that's not, I mean, eh. But I mean, I don't know. I always really, I watched it a lot when I was younger, when I was a kid, and I just really enjoyed it. Like, Homie the Clown, there's a bunch of shit on there that's just hilarious. I'm not going to get into all of it, but I mean, it there's a bunch of stuff like Bill the Fire Chief. With Jim Carrey is the fireman. Oh, dude, that's fucking retarded.
Do you think
it's so ridiculous?
Do you think Dalton liked In Living Color? Do you think he enjoyed it? He didn't even have a TV. He had this is that old radio.
I think he did.
He said that old radio.
I'm sure when it came out, he was like, man, this isn't too bad. Yeah. I don't much care for TV, but it's a pretty good show.
The only show that Dalton watches is Bouncer TV, you know, to keep up with the latest news and everything. You don't want to lose.
Yep,
you,
this you makes know, sense.
You got to keep going. And then he watched.
You can't lose touch. You got to keep in your bouncer roots.
Yeah, you got to know. You got to know.
That's right.
You got up and comers are. You know, there's up and comers you got to watch out for. Yeah, man.
I mean, at the same time, you got to have some joyous happiness in your life. And what better way than some In Living Color with the Wayans brothers?
The Wayans brothers. There's so many of them.
There's so many Wayans kids. So many Wayans kids. And really, the fact that they make fun of the fact there's so many of them is hilarious.
The only one that I'm super familiar with at this point is I think it's Damon Wayans Jr. He's on New Girl. He plays Coach, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So that's really the only one I'm super, super aware of.
I'm more familiar with like the original Wayans brother and sister, like, you know,
yeah.
Kanan and Damon and Sean and Marlon and Kim and them. Like, those are the ones I'm most familiar with.
But if you put
because Davis, they were all like the In Living Color and Blank Man and everything.
That's, I mean, also at the same time, how fun would
Blank
it be
Man?
If, oh, Blank Man. That's right. That's Damon Wayans. So that's his dad, right?
Yeah, that's Damon Wayans Jr.'s dad.
I saw Blank Man. I did see Blank Man. That's right. I totally remember that now. Oh my gosh, that's crazy.
Dude, with Tommy Davidson, not Tommy Davidson, with David Alan Greer.
Yeah,
that's David it. Alan Greer. Him and David Alan Greer.
Oh my
gosh. That shit's fucking great.
I'd have to watch it again. It's been,
movie I should have stuck on my list.
Oh, you
that
have to.
That is one I should have stuck on my list as well.
Someone out there.
One that almost nobody's seen. It's a superhero movie.
You got to get, you know,
it's called
you
Meteor Man.
Oh, that's the one with, who's that with? I remember it.
I can't remember his damn name.
Meteor
God,
Man.
What is his name? Now I got to look this up. I'm surprised you actually remembered that. I have mentioned that name a couple different times to people, and like, they're like, the fuck are you talking about?
It's Robert Townsend, but I don't really.
Robert Townsend.
Yeah.
That's his name. It's got James Earl Jones, Cosby's. Hey, man, it's got Eddie Griffin.
Yeah. Don Cheadle's
Eddie Griffin?
In it.
Come on now.
Don Cheadle's in it. Sinbad's
Robert,
in it. Man, Jesus. So many.
Robert Guglielmi.
Jeez Louise. There's a lot of people.
Come on
in
now.
That.
This has got a star-studded cast in this movie.
Man. Yeah, I don't remember seeing it, but I remember it. I don't know. There's just
I've seen it. It's fucking terrible, but it's so great.
What are his powers?
He can fly. He has super. He's basically like a Superman type character,
but just not like his godlike strength.
And
right?
He got hit. He literally got no. He has like super strength and all sorts of shit. Like, he got hit by a piece. Basically, he got hit by the meteor.
Okay.
A meteor came in. It actually hit him, went inside his body, and then one piece of it broke off. And this becomes how they like fuck with him, because apparently when you bring this one piece towards him, it acts like a weakness bear thing. I don't know. Or so, either that or
Superman.
His, I can't remember, his powers wear off because he doesn't have that bit. That's what it is.
Man.
Because the meteor wasn't complete, he needed the rest of the meteor to complete it, because at one point he loses his powers because he doesn't have the rest of the meteor.
Man. I mean, honestly, that doesn't sound terrible. Like, it doesn't sound terrible. I'm sure it was, just because,
oh, it's bad.
Yeah.
Like, the villain is a... Dude, the villain has bright orange hair.
Which one is the villain?
Like, bright... Like, Dennis... I think it's Don Cheadle.
Goldilocks? I'm looking at IMDb right now. It's Goldilocks. So Don Cheadle's the bad
guy. Yeah, Goldilocks.
Oh, my gosh. That's ridiculous.
Yep. And he has, like, bright yellowish orange hair cutting like a fade, like a high top fade.
Oh, that's amazing.
It's fucking great.
I got to watch it. So dang good. It. I'll add it to my list of things to watch now.
Right. But Roadhouse, the only thing that I think we're really missing.
What is it missing?
Is that end scene between that last little bit of the fight. Because we've talked about how badass Dalton is. But what about how Dalton isn't actually the one that finishes the fight with Wesley?
You know what? I'm actually happy.
All the business owners come in.
Yeah.
And just shoot his ass with rifles and a shotgun.
I'm really actually, you know what? I actually love that ending. I do. I think it's because it's finally them doing what they should have done 10 years ago. But like, they just needed someone to like clear out the riffraff, I guess. I don't know. But like, yeah, it's like freaking finally. If you really want to stay in this town, and like you really want to take law into your own hands, don't wait for a bouncer to come in. You know, like, you guys go take care of business. Apparently, all you need to do is make sure a polar bear falls on top of a fat guy,
and you got it. Now, I don't know, like, maybe it's just because they were all older gentlemen. They needed somebody to clear out the riffraff, like you said, because I doubt those four dudes were going to beat, like, all of those guys that Dalton beat.
Yeah.
I just don't see it. Unless they had a machine guns and were just and were perfect shots.
Yeah,
a lot. Then they'd have it.
He did. He had a lot. But, like, Wesley did have a lot. Like, I think about that, guys that have like minions like that. How much is he paying them? You know what I mean? Like, what is their actual pay scale? Like, do they make minimum wage?
He has movie type money though. He has movie type like billionaire-ish type money, because apparently he's paying them super well and he's doing super well. I mean, he's just burning $100 bills to light cigars with. He's doing so well.
Yeah, I just always wonder how much those guys make, because like, for them to be that loyal to him.
$60K?
I mean, it's had to be more. I don't know. 60,
70K maybe.
I guess it's not
anywhere
like
between 60 to 100K.
Cuz like, I guess at the same time, it's not like it's not like these guys are like college educated professors. These are grunts, you know, like high school dropout grunt type people. So I guess it doesn't have to be that much. It's just a steady paycheck. And I guess you recruit sadists too. So they're doing, you know, they love what they do. And when you love what you do, I mean, you don't work a day in your life. Right, John? I mean, like, you just...
That's true. It's very true. If you love what it is, it's never a day of work.
Yeah, never. Just go to work. Ah, I'm going to go crash a monster truck through this used car lot. Ah, I love my job.
That sounds like a pretty badass job.
Yeah. But is it as cool as being a bouncer and fighting guys that have knives in their boots?
It's pretty, I mean, it's pretty comparable. Pretty comparable. If you have a monster truck, you can just run the dude with the knife in his boot over. Didn't have to fight him. You just ran him over, crushed him. Done.
That was such an 80s thing too, was the knife in the front of the boot. You know what I mean? Like, it was just this thing that like, who's making?
It wasn't even retractable.
No.
It wasn't even retractable. He literally just like basically screwed a piece of knife onto the front of his boot. Like, nobody will notice this.
Like, and like, he's just itching for a fight. Like, oh man. When I get into a fight, I want to make sure that I go to jail for this fight. I want to make sure that I go to jail for gross bodily harm and or murder. So, it's just like,
right?
Yeah, I know. I'm going to go to this fight and I'm going to make sure.
Well, in the 80s, I think it had just been assault.
Oh, right.
Oh, and that'd have been about $495.62.
Why that specific number? That's amazing. Where did that number come from?
Because someone that got in trouble quite a bit in the 80s for assault told me that it used to cost them $495.62.
Somebody, huh? All right. Yeah, getting fights with my knife. Yeah. Butt. That's great, man. I love you so much, man. You have good stories.
Well, it's just great. It's great. Oh, thank you. Oh, but Roadhouse. I think we've talked up Roadhouse.
Yeah.
It's definitely going to get like a case.
It's just raining beer from me on here. I love this movie, man. Like, it is just, it's dumb fun. Like, I'm not going to pretend that this is Citizen Kane or anything, but like, if you don't leave it enjoying what you watched for what it was, like, it's one of those rare things that's so bad, but like, it doesn't really matter because they do want you to just enjoy it. And that's what this movie is. It's so great. I love it.
Yeah, it's definitely one of those movies that, like, I classify it in my group of a lot of these movies that I've watched and loved. That's called stupid, bad, like great movies.
Absolutely,
where it's like, this is stupid and bad. It's a terrible movie, but it's so great because it's just so fun. It's like The Room. Everybody loves The Room, even though it's fucking terrible.
Well, it's because
it's that terrible.
I put this as, because here's the thing, this movie doesn't suffer from, this movie has a good soundtrack, it's got good editing, it's got good, you know what I mean? Like, it looks fine, you know what I mean? It's not like
it looks fine.
Yeah, it looks fine, good soundtrack, everyone was trying in this movie too. No one was just phoning it in. Either. You know what I mean? Like, everyone was trying their best.
No. They were all giving it their all.
Yeah, and it's got good set design and everything but it's just like, it's just a dumb concept. Like, who are you rooting for? Oh, I'm rooting for this bouncer at this redneck bar. Like, okay. Yeah, that's not dumb at all. But gosh dang, it's great. I'm rooting for this guy. So but yeah, I don't put it in The Room. I put it in with like Jean-Claude Van Damme movies.
Redneck Zombies?
What do you say?
Oh, yeah, Jean-Claude Van Damme movies. Redneck Zombies. There's this trauma movie called Redneck Zombies that is fucking terrible.
Yeah, I don't
terrible.
I don't put it in those.
It's so goddamn hilarious.
Yeah.
Oh no, you gotta understand, like, this movie is fucking great. Like, it is 100% fucking hilarious all the way through it. There's a guy that literally every time you see him has a different bottle of alcohol at various different like heights. Like, sometimes it's a brand new bottle, sometimes it's literally just a different alcohol at the very bottom. It's like, oh my god, is this guy just like, how did he drink this much?
His liver. He's got that Ozzy Osbourne liver.
One dude's shirt actually changes in every scene. Yeah, one dude's shirt changes in every scene, and it says something different on it. It's pretty amusing.
It's hilarious.
But it's not, I guess, no, it's not that bad. I guess it's not necessarily that bad, but I love that movie. I really do. It's like one of my top 10 best bad movies.
Movies like Roadhouse are one of the reasons I don't judge people for a movie that they like. It's like, oh, I love Roadhouse. And like, if I had to describe it to somebody, there's no way I'd believe them that it was a good movie. You know, if someone described it to me. But I love it. That's why I don't judge. If someone likes a movie and it brings them joy, then hell's yeah, man. Just enjoy that movie. Because there are movies like Roadhouse that I like. So.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you like something and it's kind of crazy, and other people say it's like stupid, hell, don't worry about it, because I guarantee there's something that they like that's fucking stupid too.
Exactly. Exactly.
But all right, so I think we've talked this up. I think it's pretty pretty well wrapped up on Roadhouse. Well, Chris, you want to tell everybody where they can find More Gooder Than?
Yeah, man. Of course they do. We're available on all the podcasts.
He's like, yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. No. No. So, yeah.
He's like, no, I don't want to tell nobody where the fuck it is, John. Fuck you. Fuck you. I'm leaving. Stop, 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 slam.
But first, I'm going to kick you with my knife boot and rip out your throat. I got to do that first.
Yeah, at least once.
So I'm the co-host of the More Gooder Than podcast, with my co-hosts Corey and Donnie, and we come out every Wednesday, and we do three similarly themed movies where we make them fight to the death. So, one that we just did, we did an Alan Rickman episode. It's coming out, and it's Dogma, Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, and Galaxy Quest. So that we had a really good time doing that.
Oh,
so.
Yeah.
And we do Twitter polls online. Oh, yeah,
that's three great movies.
Oh, yeah, man. We had a good time. You're gonna really like it. So, but you can find us on Twitter at MGT Podcast. We're on Facebook and Instagram. We have our website, mgtpodcast.com, where you could, we give stuff away. So if you go on there, like us on there. And also, like John, I'm in the Podfix Network. Fantastic show, Podfix of shows.
Yeah.
And we produce the Podfix Presents, which is also on iTunes and Podbean, so you can check us out there too. And yeah, happy to be in there with my pod brother John.
Hell yeah, man. Hell yeah, happy to be there and happy to have you on the show, brother. Happy to sit here and talk about Roadhouse with you.
I'm so glad to be. Thanks, man. Thanks for having me on. I love talking with you about movies.
It's always a good time. It's always a good time. Really love talking to you. And then you can find Now in Technicolor on Podomatic and iTunes and all that good mess. You just type it into your browser, Now in Technicolor Podcast. You'll find it. Mostly you'll find me on Twitter. There is a Facebook, but it's shit. I'm just warning you now.
I can attest to shit. That. John is
Twitter's
crap.
Where all the shit's happening. Yeah,
John is crap at Facebook.
I am crap. I really am. Like, I'm just, I've never been good at Facebook. Like, never. I've had the damn thing since, like, I think I've had the damn thing since, like, 2010 or something, 11, something like that. And I've just never been good at Facebook. I don't know why. Aside from that, yeah. One day I will have it all together. I'll figure it out. I'll get the rhythm down and it'll all be smooth. But until that day, just bear with me. Now, everybody, y'all check out Podfix. Check out More Gooder Than. It's a great show. Love Chris, Corey, and Donnie. It's fucking great. They are hilarious. And, yeah, make sure you check out Podfix, my show, Bill, all that good mess, all everybody else, and yeah, so everybody take care and stay colorful.
Check out more shows like it at podfixnetwork.com.